It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Nick Katipas. He is with the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church here in Price, and they are doing a bake sale as a fundraiser for the church. With them not being able to have a Greek festival last year, they had to find different ways of doing things. And the money for the Greek from the Greek festival does a lot of things for the church as well. And we're going to talk about that. Nick, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, Dave.
Anytime you guys want to come in and talk about Greek stuff, I'm good with that, especially, you know, the sweets and the cookies.
Hey, we're good with that. That's right up my alley, too.
Exactly. So this all started clear last year when you guys did not have or were not able to hold a Greek festival. So let's start from there and kind of talk about, you know, what the Greek festival money goes towards and all those things.
Yeah. So, yeah, like you said, we were not able to have our festival last year, which is a main fundraising event for us and our parish. The funds from that festival mainly go to keep the priest employed, to keep him in Price and doing his services here, which is a vital part of our community. And then the funds also go to maintaining the church, replacing windows, doing the service, heating, stuff like that. And so really, the festival is the mainstay of keeping this church alive and open in this community.
And it is, and I don't want to get ahead of myself. I know it's the oldest Greek church in the state of Utah, correct?
Correct.
And is it the west of the Mississippi?
I want to say west of the Mississippi, yes.
So it's a gem here in Carbon County and in our Price area that we need to take care of. And that's what this is all about. So you guys kind of had, you said the parish council got together and had a meeting to decide how to come up with these funds. And what did you guys come up with?
Right. The bake sale was really the first and foremost idea by both the parish council and the parishioners. It's kind of what people look forward to every year. Of course, we look forward to the Greek dancers and the Greek food, but the pastries are kind of the mainstay as well. And so we wanted to be able to offer that to the community this year while also bringing in funds.
So you guys have put together some great goodies, and you're going to make them all available to the general public. Now, you have to get the order in by the 8th of February, right?
Correct. 8th of February by 10 a.m.
So let's talk about what you guys are offering. And we'll forgive you for some of the pronunciations. It's okay.
No worries. The first one that we're offering is a $5 box of a dozen Koulourakia. And those ones are the little twisted cookies. And then our second offering is a $20 box, which includes 4 baklava, 4 finikia, and 4 kurumbiades.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. We actually, for the first time this year, we made baklava this year. Never tried to make it before. It's actually very fun to make, and I think a lot of people are just intimidated, but it's actually pretty easy to make.
Yeah, it's a fun process to go through and learn how to make each of these cookies, and it is achievable, but...
All right, what else you got for them?
Those are the two offerings. To do the $20 box, which is the 4 baklava, 4 finiki, and 4 powdered sugar cookies, and then the $5 dozen of Koulourakia.
Okay, and once again, you've got to have your orders in by?
February 8th at 10 a.m.
And you guys are delivering, or it's actually pickup,
yep.
And that's going to be the end towards the end of the month, correct?
Yep, that will be occurring on February 27th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Just come, please have your cash or check available. And we'll be practicing COVID distancing guidelines.
All right. So you know what? If you've got a need that needs to be filled, you've got a sweet tooth and you want some Greek pastries, give these guys a call. Nick, how can they get in touch with you?
You can call me or text me on my phone number, which is 435-650-2459. Or you can also go to our Facebook page for more information.
And get all that information there. Get your orders in and help out the Greek church, because we're hoping... Fingers crossed. You said you haven't had any talks about it this year. We're hoping for a Greek festival this year.
Yes, I am hoping that personally as well.
All right. Hey, Nick, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.